SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. There were a lot of fireworks at the GOP presidential debate in Miami.
The GOP rivals clashed over foreign policy, including Israel's war against Iran-backed Hamas terrorists, funding for Ukraine, the China threat to America, and the record influx of illegal migrants crossing the U.S. southern border. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy continued to square off. Haley called the entrepreneur a scum after he made a comment about her daughter using the popular Chinese social media platform TikTok. Haley and DeSantis also traded jabs over China.
Correspondent Edwin Moore reporting. The central question coming out of the third GOP debate is, did any candidate do enough to catch the front runner?
Former President Trump remains far ahead in the polls, leading his Republican rivals by double digits. The previous two debates, which Trump skipped, didn't alter the candidate's standing much. And now we'll see if anyone makes a move following the debate here in Miami as either a serious challenger to Trump or a clear alternative.
White House correspondent Greg Clexton reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. launches another airstrike.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. Many operating under the umbrella of the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which U.S. officials say have carried out at least 40 attacks since October 17th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. More pro-abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
They want a federal appeals court to uphold health care guidance issued last year that says hospitals must provide abortions for women whose lives are at risk due to pregnancy. A federal judge blocked enforcement of the guidance last year after the state of Texas and pro-life advocates sued. They say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of the mother, but that the federal guidance went too far, calling for abortions when an emergency condition is not present and eliminating obligations to treat the unborn child. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Meantime, Baptist Press reports that Stand for Life, a pro-life advocacy ministry, is touring college campuses to promote a society that values and protects all of humanity as created in God's image. Stand for Life is developing various Bible-based curricula for churches, individuals, and groups. This is SRN News. The UN says more Palestinians are fleeing Gaza.
The pace of Palestinian civilians fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza has picked up as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports about 15,000 people left on Tuesday, compared to 5,000 on Monday and 2,000 on Sunday. The densely populated northern area of Gaza, specifically Gaza City and adjacent crowded urban refugee camps, are the focus of Israel's campaign to crush Hamas, the militant group that's ruled Gaza for 16 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Senator John Fetterman displaying his support for Israel. On X, Fetterman wrote, "In my front office, I've displayed the posters of the innocent Israelis kidnapped by Hamas. They'll stay up until every single person is safely returned home." More details at srnnews.com.